This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Criminal Law Committee supports Andrew Pilgrim's bail decision. Local artists report heavy bookings for Cropover but raise concerns about payment. The Pan-African movement seeks to address social issues through creative arts. The National Cultural Foundation launches a program to promote young talent within schools. And the Tourism Development Corporation launches a Make Change initiative to support key national projects. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Convener of the Criminal Law Committee, Marty Garnes, has expressed support for the actions of his colleague, Senior Counsel Andrew Pilgrim, who recently posted bail for three of his former clients. While acknowledging that the move was unusual, Mr. Garnes told Starcom Network News that Mr. Pilgrim's decision to withdraw as legal counsel in order to act as surety was, in his view, a case of justice being served.
Now, it is certainly not the norm for an attorney at law to sign his or her client's bail, but this can occur in exceptional circumstances. And as you have heard from Senior Counsel Pilgrim, it is clear that he was trying to avert an injustice in the courtroom because simply because of a person's impecuniosity and the fact that they cannot afford the amount that was offered in respect of bail, that person should still be given the opportunity to turn up to court as is required according to the Bail Act.
Convener of the Criminal Law Committee, Marty Garnes. Local artists say bookings for this Cropover season are strong, but some are raising concerns about payment disparities compared to regional and international acts. Promoter and entertainer Omar Marsville McQuillan, along with artist Michael Mikey Mercer, report steady engagements throughout the season.
From what I'm seeing, majority artists, the bookings ain't bad, you know? I see a lot of events booking certain artists, not every artist, but you know, it goes every season. But for the most part, it's a good season considering the music that come out. It's great music. So hopefully near the end of the season, it should get better. But us at Soca and Rum, we always bring every artist, or try to get each and every artist, even the new artists, we promote.
It's a busy season and I'm thankful, but it's interesting a lot of times, in particular to deal with the fees, because there's a humongous disparity in the fees with the regional act coming in and how a lot of promoters try to beat down the Barbadian acts. I think that's something that we definitely need to address. But overall, I think we could do some more bookings to add a little bit more excitement to the season.
Promoters and entertainers Omar Marsville McQuillan and Michael Mikey Mercer. Meanwhile, owner and manager of Livewire Entertainment, Ingrid Armstrong, says all of her clients, including Mole, Lead Pipe and Sadis, Grateful Co. and Edwin Yearwood, are heavily booked. She credits the strong demand to the early release of music.
Everybody in my camp so far have been booked from as early as May with a lot of garden parties and stuff. Obviously, Lead Pipe is out front with Tech Charge, so that is a major song that is in demand in almost every event. So I would say everybody is holding their own. Cropover is really just 4 weeks, but if you get bookings like 6 to 8 weeks prior from May till August 5th, then it stretches, which is what has been happening with you guys. But yet again, when you bring out music early and it trends early and it gets into people's psyche and the promoters loving it and see what people want here and see, that is where the bookings are starting to come early.
Owner and manager of Livewire Entertainment, Ingrid Armstrong. The Pan-African movement says it's seeking to address societal issues through the creative arts as plans are underway for this year's Emancipation Day March. Special Envoy on Reparations and Economic Enfranchisement, Trevor Prescott, says culture is being used as a tool to address the island's social challenges, including rising crime. He stressed that everyone has a role to play and that the movement is working to correct long-standing cultural imbalances through inclusive, community-focused events.
There have to be both internal and external things that are affecting the society at this time. Whatever is happening is a cause that derives from among the behavior of human beings and some challenging it. One of the things that I want to be able to do with this exercise is to let these young men or women who are going to be participating on that specific day feel a sense of pride that you're an integral part of this society and we respect what you do. And anything that will help you to evolve and reach the level of genius, we are willing to facilitate you. But I believe that we are touching the heart of the ordinary people in the street.
He said for the first time, Black Achievers through the years would be awarded at the event.
The awards are going to be grounded in some of our families that were with us in the 20th century that are not with us now. So we're going to have the James Trudeau Award, and we're going to have the Andrina Gibbs Award. We're going to have C.B. Lane Award. The C.B. Lane is really related to the Civic. The Civic Society was a forerunner for the credit union movement here in Barbados. And many of the recipients will be Black business people who have done well and serve as good examples to other young persons who have an interest in business and so on.
Special Envoy on Reparations and Economic Enfranchisement, Trevor Prescott. The National Cultural Foundation celebrated the official launch of its School Rep Program Showcase, an initiative designed to foster youth talent, promote school spirit, and highlight the powerful connection between culture and positive change. The launch, which took place at the Queen's Park Art Gallery, brought together talented young participants whose songs would be featured during Junior Cadument. Chief Executive Officer Carol Roberts emphasized the importance of recognizing young talent amidst the bustling Cropover Festival.
It is very easy during Cropover to get totally involved and immersed in the events, the parties, you know, the controversy, the talk, the calypsos, the everything. But I want to assure you that in the midst of all that, a lot of work is happening. A lot of talented people are doing work. A lot of elders are mentoring and supporting youngsters. And creativity is alive, inclusive of masquerade and music and entertainment.
Chief Executive Officer of the NCF, Carol Roberts, and a highlight of the NCF's commitment was their decision to support the reimagining and reproduction of Senator John King's iconic song, How Many More, done by Rico Gaskin, also known as Grateful Cole. Mr. King hailed Gaskin for his effort and highlighted the impact the song had on him and the people who heard it.
And that particular song, I hope that as you go through the journey, you will come to the realization that I came to probably very late in my life, but I came there. Having seen people cry in various parts of the world when I sang that song, having people walk up to me and actually almost like in tears, especially when they themselves had lost someone to gun violence. And I'll tell you this, my brother, as you move through that journey, it will change you. Because when we, as youngsters, we're trying to get the fame and the dollars and everything to make ourselves good. But you're going to come to a point where with that particular song, you'll realize that everything that you do is about service.
Senator John King. Finally, the Tourism Development Corporation, TDC, has launched a new public fundraising effort aimed at supporting vital national projects in Barbados. Executive Manager of the TDC, Jacqueline Gill, unveiled the Make Change initiative during a media briefing held at the Graham Hall Nature Sanctuary. She explained that the initiative was created in response to a decline in funding from traditional sources.
Our main source of funding, which is contributions from our private sector members, have been steadily declining. And this reduction in funding limits our ability to provide financial support to the many worthwhile projects across the island. We assess the existing situation and we ask ourselves, how can we continue doing the work that matters when traditional sources of funding are no longer adequate? And this is what led us to conceptualize the Make Change Initiative, a new forward-thinking way to help fund the kinds of projects that Barbados urgently needs. It is a way for everyday Barbadians, the private sector, and even visitors to the island to play an active role in shaping the future of our island. We are not asking the public to give a large amount to make a difference, but what matters is participation.
Executive Manager of the Tourism Development Corporation, Jacqueline Gill. Recapping the headlines. The Criminal Law Committee supports Andrew Pilgrim's bail decision. Local artists report heavy bookings for Cropover but raise concerns about payment. The Pan-African movement seeks to address social issues through creative arts. The National Cultural Foundation launches a program to promote young talent within schools. And the Tourism Development Corporation launches Make a Change initiative to support key national projects. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.